In a parsha this week, Korach tries to lead a rebellion that eventually fails. The question we have to ask ourselves is Korach's challenge, well, of course, it was true in our parsha this week. Why is it that Moshe ascended to the leadership position and appointed his brother Aaron as the head priest? This just didn't happen in these recent days. Rather, this took place many, many, many months ago. So why did Korach lead the rebellion only now? The Ramban explains that because Korach needed to find the proper time where he could lead the rebellion and possibly be victorious. You see, the Jewish people loved Moshe Rabbeinu. Of course, no one would have been able to join forces to turn against Moshe. It simply would have been impossible. They loved Moshe Rabbeinu. They loved Moshe. And so Korach needed to wait for the most opportune time to have Bnei Israel revolt against Moshe's leadership. And there was no greater time than after it was declared that this generation would remain in the desert. In the aftermath of the spies from last week, the fate of Bnei Israel was they were not going to enter the land of Israel. It was at that moment the opportunistic Korach took advantage of the situation to lead the revolt. Why, after the sin of the golden calf, Chet Ekel, Moshe successfully pleaded to have the destruction of Bnei Israel overturned. And now, at the end of Shlach, in last week's Torah portion, Moshe, according to Korach, failed to revert the catastrophe facing the Jewish people. And it was to that comment and that point that Korach tried to lead what he was hoping would be a successful rebellion against Moshe's failed leadership to avert this crisis. Of course, that is absolutely ridiculous. Moshe did try to avert the decree and to thwart God's plans, but to no avail. In life, sometimes people, of course, fail to take responsibility. The people blamed Moshe Rabbeinu. Korach blamed Moshe Rabbeinu for their plight. Now they were going to face many more decades in the desert. And instead of taking personal responsibility and accountability, they turn their anger and frustration to Moshe Rabbeinu instead of looking inside themselves. When you point at someone, you always have three fingers pointing back at you. Instead of looking to blame others, look towards yourself first. That was, of course, the failure of Korach, the failure of the revolt. Not wanting to take personal responsibility and accountability, but rather pinning it on someone else. Someone who literally gave his entire life for the Jewish people. Can we learn to take responsibility and accountability? And remember, before we blame others and point that finger, look at ourselves first. How can we become better? How can we learn to try and appreciate those who really do so many things for us? Shabbat Shalom. Have a beautiful Shabbos as we begin the month of Tammuz, the month where, tragically, from Jewish history's perspective, begins a time of strife and argument among Israel. Let's transform them, these weeks, these months in the summer, to a time of peace and appreciation and gratitude towards others, what they have done for us and they continue to do for us, a time where we learn to take personal responsibility and accountability. Shabbat Shalom. Have a beautiful Shabbos.